UK government, slave wage jobs for Brits only. 25th of October 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. London, England. UK immigration officials have made plans to limit the number of unskilled workers who can work in Britain when Romania and Bulgaria join the European Union. Under these plans, skilled workers such as doctors and architects are allowed an unrestricted number of work permits, but low-paid unskilled manual laborers will have their numbers capped. Romania and Bulgaria, formerly both glorious, productive, and happy communist Soviet countries, are poised to become the poorest ghettos of the capitalist European Union when their membership begins in November. The last time former Soviet countries joined the Union, in 2004, the number of unskilled workers arriving in Britain to work soared to over 205,000 times the predicted amount annually. Professor Ihav Nopanc, senior lecturer at the University of Watford and a leading expert on absolutely everything, explains the government's actions thusly. Quote, "The average British citizen does not want to compete against unskilled Romanians and Bulgarians. The average British citizen has enough trouble competing with the masses of unskilled British citizens. Surely everyone can see that it is the government's duty to ensure that every badly paid job in the country is occupied by our own people. I want everyone to know that whenever they pick up the overpriced fruit in the market, that fruit was hand-picked by the sweat of an honest British men, women, and children. Similarly, it is clear to me, as it should be to you, that allowing foreign doctors, programmers, and satirists to take all the high-paid professional jobs in our nation is just common sense. If people wanted those jobs, they'd already be filled." Unquote. When the floor was opened up for questions, one journalist asked if foreign university lecturers would be invited to work in Britain. Professor Nopanc, who entered Britain in 2002 claiming asylum on humanitarian grounds, stated simply, quote, "No," unquote. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.